on the KYMN Morning Show. We are pleased now to be joined by Jeff Christensen, Bill Metz, and Dan Reidenberg. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. We can hear you as well. You three gentlemen are with Suicide Awareness Voices for Education. And there we have an event coming up on Saturday, the Northfield Tour to Save. Is this the 20th Northfield Tour to Save?
Yep, that's right. 20th, and it's Saturday, July 30th, just to be clear.
Saturday, not this coming Saturday, a week from Saturday, right.
Correct.
And I should know that because I'm actually going to be helping out with him and brewing, pouring some beers at
great.
At this show. Dan, you're the executive director of Save. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Sure. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be back down in Northfield for 20 years. Save is the leading national nonprofit organization working in suicide prevention. For more than 30 years now, we've been leading the industry and helping people better understand suicide, raising awareness about the topic of suicide, dispelling and getting rid of myths and misperceptions, and really educating people on what the realities are, helping people understand the warning signs of suicide and how to talk to somebody who might be at risk of suicide, but also being there for families and communities and businesses and schools when a tragedy has occurred.
And so what was the inception of the Tour to Save then 20 years ago? I'll let any of you guys talk about that.
Well, I'll take that. This is Bill. And Tour to Save was originally, and actually for the first 10 years, known as Tour to Nick. And it came about when I got a call on a Friday night in February from one of my cycling mates telling me that the folks that we ride with, Nick Sansom, took his life. And for that next year, we contemplated as a bike team doing something to remember Nick. And we just happened to run into Dan Reidenberg and Save on the Cannon Valley Trail doing a ride for another person that had taken their life. And I asked Dan if we could do something for Save with in memory of Nick, and that's how it got started. We back in 2003, we had our first ride in September. It was a small group, probably no more than 15, 20 people at the time that rode in memory of Nick. And it started something that I had no idea that it would be still around 20 years later. After that, for the next 10 years, we rode in memory of Nick and called it Tour to Nick, and it was all volunteer, and there was no fee. It was just a goodwill donation, and it continued to grow, and then after 10 years, we decided to, you know, really expand our reach and try to start rides across the nation and change the name to Tour to Save.
Oh. Are there rides across the nation now? I mean, is that something that you guys have grown?
There were for a time. We were up to 7 rides across the nation.
Wow.
One in Portland lasted for, I think it was around 7 or 8 years. And Dan, I know you're doing national things, so you might want to speak to that as far as Tour to Save.
Yeah, this year, in honor of the 20th anniversary, we started the hashtag Save20Challenge. And the idea behind it was that we want to get at least 20 cities involved, where we can have people riding at a gym, they can ride at home on their stationary bike, or they can ride out on the trail, ride with friends. The goal is to really get 20 cities involved across the country this year.
How's that going so far? How many cities do we have involved at this point?
We actually don't know because we're waiting for people to submit
right.
through social media their pictures of when they actually do their rides.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So the tour to save is, it's not just one option, Jeff. I mean, there's a lot of different ways people can get involved. There are a lot of different rides for Tour to Save, are there not?
A lot of, yes, there are. And so speaking of the event day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's five different distances. There's a 7 mile bike ride, a 25 mile, and a 50 mile ride. Those are all on Blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Bill, you'll have to help me on the distances for the gravel, but I want to say 33 and 58 yeah. Mile gravel rides.
Yeah.
58 miles on gravel.
Right. Yep.
I can't even think about that. That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really the gravel portion of the ride has really expanded.
Yeah.
It's become for the bikers in town here, it's the ride of choice, actually, is to ride on gravel. We continue to have the pavement blacktop rides. And I think there are the two options on the gravel, and everything's fully supported. There's rest stops available for the rides. And Jeff, you might want to speak to the change this year. In the past, we've all left in groups at mm-hmm. the same time in the morning, had a program, and then sent off the riders as groups. This year, there's a big change that people need to be aware of, and I'll let Jeff speak to that.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things we want to talk about. One is that because it's a 20th ride,
mm-hmm.
we are planning a big lunch to honor our loved ones and to really spend some time with the folks that we've been riding with for multiple years. So to do that, we're getting folks out on the road as soon as we're starting around 7:30. Which is nice for the folks that are riding those longer distances. They can get out in the cool hours of the day and hopefully get back by noon. And so we've got folks staggered throughout the early morning hours, sending them on their way for their distances. And then when folks come back, we'll have a lunch and then a presentation starting around 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So it's actually a little bit flipped from the way
right.
it was in the past. You're going to ride first, and then we're going to do the big the big hoo-ha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
The other thing that we're introducing this year for the very first time is we've got an app that we're encouraging all the riders to download onto their phone.
Okay.
And this helps us to keep track of where folks are on the route. Last year we had a rider who wound up adding about 10 additional miles to their route. They were unfamiliar with Northfield. And so from a support vehicle perspective, with the app, people can hail the support vehicle more simply than in the past.
Oh,
because last year we had over 250 riders. So Bill mentioned, the very first ride in 2003 probably had 15 riders. Last year we had over 250, and so as this grows, we want to make sure we are taking care of everybody who's coming, and especially those who are not familiar with Northfield.
Right. If somebody wants to get involved, or they may be not a bicyclist, but they want to support Tour to Save, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I think there are multiple ways to do that. One is it's pretty easy to ride 7 miles, so I would encourage somebody that if they want to get involved, come and join us, right, and ride that shorter distance. It's all on the trail, the Cannon Valley, or not the Cannon Valley Trail, but the Milltown Trail.
Sure.
Yep, it just goes out to Dundas, turnarounds, come back, and starts at Seckler Park. So that's really easy, no hills involved at all, and that's the first way I would encourage people. If they're not, then they can support a rider that they do know by donating to their fundraising page. They've registered, and they can go out and find them on the site for Tour to Save and donate to their rider of choice.
Okay.
So that's the second way. And the third way is to give a donation to Save.
Sure.
Save.org go to their events page. You can find Tour to Save off of their events tab on the page, and find out about the rides, the different start times. All of that's available on the event page at save.org.
Okay. Dan, aside from making donations to Save, which I'm sure you would always readily accept and welcome, are there other ways people can get involved with your organization?
Absolutely, and we do appreciate donations. But people can volunteer, not only for the events that we have, but people can volunteer in our office to help us out. People volunteer by writing articles for our newsletters, doing research for us. There are a lot of different ways in which we utilize volunteers, and we can use those all year long. So if somebody can't be out at the tour this year, there are many other opportunities and ways to get involved.
All right. Now, I know that Imminent Brewing is one of the sponsors of Tour to Save, because I've been involved with Imminent Brewing for a long time. But who are your other sponsors this year? Do we know? We don't know.
Yes. Okay. We do know. And those are all also listed. And
they
are.
Okay.
There are so many. It's really difficult to name them all and not to leave somebody out.
Sure.
But we've had, I think Imminent Brewing is one of the major sponsors, Tom's Downtown Bikes, mm-hmm. Farmstead Bikes, mm-hmm. Schmidt Construction. There's just a laundry list. And I think, Jeff, are you getting up the list want to get through that? And the sponsors have been great. And, you know, fundraising wise, we're halfway to our $50,000 goal of raising. So
that's great.
We're already halfway there, which is tremendous. It's way beyond what we've experienced in the past at this time of the year, with the ride only being 2 weeks away.
Right, right. And yeah, you've got 2 weeks out still. So. Pretty good chance you're going to get there.
So here's some of the other sponsors.
Yeah.
We've got Tom's Downtown Bikes, Sure Scripts, Berg Family, Alaris, the family of Caleb Larson, Aerospace Fabrication. There's food sponsors, Just Foods is one of the food sponsors. Yep. United Healthcare. The Talk Doctor, College City Beverage, Carlson Capital Management, Nelson Dairy Consultants, Farmstead Bikes. So there's plenty. A ton.
That's great. That's great. Well, gentlemen, is there anything else you want anyone to know about Save or the Tour to Save?
It is. I'll share a quick story, and that is our son. We lost our son in 2016, and some friends of ours in our neighborhood they were friends of Bill here, and they told us about this Save bike ride in Northfield, and we participated as a family that summer, and it has been a great source of healing for our family to see others and see how they are still honoring their lost loved one, but also moving on and learning how to live and move on without their loved one.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Christensen, Bill Metz, and Dan Rydenberg, thank you all very much for joining us, and we hope that everyone will get out there and support the Tour to Save on July 30th.
July 30th.
All right. Thanks, folks.